listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, let's remember a great occasion when God fought for Israel. I'm going to read to you from 1 Samuel chapter 7, starting at verse 10, where we read, "Now, as Samuel was offering up the burnt offering, the Philistines drew near to battle against Israel. But the Lord thundered with a loud thunder upon the Philistines that day, and so confused them that they were overcome before Israel. And the men of Israel went out of Mizpah and pursued the Philistines and drove them back as far as below Beth Kar. Then Samuel took a stone and set it up between Mizpah and Shen and called its name Ebenezer, saying, 'Thus far the Lord has helped us.'" Under the leadership of Samuel, Israel came before God in real repentance, looking to the sacrifice of a substitute for their atonement. It was something like revival in Israel, with humble trust in God. As they met together to repent, to pray, and to sacrifice, the Philistines came against Israel. They drew near to battle against Israel, the text says, hoping to defeat them when their eyes were on spiritual things more than on military things. When the Philistines attacked the seemingly defenseless Israelites, something amazing happened. The Lord thundered with a loud thunder. In a miraculous way, God fought from heaven on behalf of Israel, and he defeated the Philistines. This was a special work of God because the Israelites heard the same thunder, but only the Philistines became so confused that they were overcome. God not only sent thunder, but he also sent confusion to the Philistines, and he sent confidence to Israel. This was the kind of victory that Israel hoped for back in 1 Samuel chapter 4 when they brought the Ark of the Covenant into battle. If they had only repented and sought the Lord as they did here, they could have had that kind of victory long ago. To remember this great victory, they set up a memorial stone and called its name Ebenezer, saying, "Thus far the Lord has helped us." Samuel knew that the nation needed to remember this amazing victory, which came to a humble and repentant Israel. The Lord won this battle, not Israel. So he named the stone Ebenezer, meaning stone of help. Now notice the name. Thus far the Lord has helped us. That phrase can either mean to this point in time or to this geographical place. Probably both of them were in mind. Hebrew writers loved to use double meanings. Samuel knew the Lord did a great work, and he knew there was much more to be accomplished, so he could say, "Thus far the Lord has helped us." God helps us thus far at a time, and his past work is a promise of his future help. Like Israel, we should humbly put ourselves into God's hands and let God fight for us and help us thus far along the way. God helping us will do just that, and we'll do it today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.